From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. President Obama is again delaying a trip to Asia as a vote on the health care overhaul bill draws near. In another push for support of the measure Thursday, Mr. Obama noted a Congressional Budget Office report showing the plan will cover 32 million uninsured Americans while reducing the deficit.
The reform we seek would bring $1.3 trillion in deficit reduction over the next two decades.
House Minority Leader John Boehner of Ohio says Republicans are just as united against the bill as most Democrats are for it.
Republicans in the House and Senate have worked closely together over the last year, and we're going to continue to work closely together and to do everything that we can do to make sure that this bill never, ever, ever passes.
Democrats are following a complex two-step strategy to avoid Republican opposition. The Obama administration says it will proceed with the purchase of an underused state prison in Illinois. NPR's David Shaper reports from Chicago that the idea is to buy the facility even if Congress rejects the administration's plan to move Guantanamo Bay detainees there.
The administration announced in November plans to purchase a new but never used state prison in Thompson, Illinois, about 150 miles west of Chicago, so it could use it to house up to 200 suspected terrorists from the controversial Guantanamo facility. The plan also calls for using the rest of the 1,600-bed Supermax prison to house inmates from other overcrowded federal prisons. The Thompson prison has been sitting almost empty since it was built in 2002 because Illinois lawmakers never funded its operations. But Congress still must approve the prison purchase, and in response to an inquiry from Republican Don Manzullo, whose district includes the Thompson prison, administration officials say they still want to buy it to use as a federal supermax prison, even if Congress doesn't allow the transfer of Guantanamo detainees. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
The former United Nations Special Representative to Afghanistan is taking Pakistan to task over the recent arrests of senior Taliban members. The BBC's Lise Doucette reports Kai Ida says he was holding talks with Taliban representatives but broke off the discussions after the arrests.
Reports first emerged in January about Kai Ida's secret meeting. In a BBC interview, he confirmed he had met senior Taliban figures in Dubai and elsewhere last year. He said this process accelerated a few months ago, but then completely stopped when Pakistan arrested what he said were more than a dozen senior Taliban figures. Mr. Ida's comments add weight to the view Pakistan wants to play a leading role in any talks.
The BBC's Lise Doucette reporting. Asian stocks are mixed. Shares in Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Taiwan edged higher. Japan's shares are down. This is NPR News. Viacom and Google are accusing each other of trying to profit from copyright infringement. In newly released court papers, YouTube owner Google says Viacom employees secretly uploaded copyright material even after Viacom sued the video sharing site 3 years ago. Viacom claims YouTube ignored copyright laws in order to attract viewers. All 33 children that an American missionary group tried to take out of Haiti are back with their parents. The group claims they thought they were helping young people orphaned by the country's earthquake in January, as Greg Dixon reports from Port-au-Prince.
According to the international aid group, SOS Children's Villages, none of the 33 children taken were actually orphans. The group was given custody of the children while their parents were identified and contacted. 23 of the 33 children came from the rural mountain village of Calbas, about an hour outside of Port-au-Prince. In an interview with NPR, three of the families in Calbas said they were relieved to have their children back. They said they didn't regret the decision to give up their children in the chaotic aftermath of the earthquake January 12th, but their understanding was the children were going to a center in the Dominican Republic where they could visit them. Nine of the American missionaries jailed over the incident have been freed. The group's leader remains in Haitian custody. Greg Dixon, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
ABC has named CNN's Christiane Amanpour to replace George Stephanopoulos as host of its Sunday morning political talk show this week. Stephanopoulos left the show in December to become a co-host on Good Morning America. Jake Tapper will fill in as host until Amanpour takes over in August. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.